Gastro Extra, see store for details, valid through December 5th.
Mattress Firm's Black Friday sale starts now, and it's the best time to save on mattresses. Right now, get a king bed for the price of a queen and a queen for the price of a twin for savings of up to $600. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend just $499. Hurry in and beat the crowds to find the bed of your dreams. Visit MattressFirm.com or a store near you to shop the best deal of the season. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit MattressFirm.com/sale.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on Wetumpka Highway for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
November 6th is Saxophone Day. There's no better way to celebrate than to pick up a sax and play. Surprised you, didn't I? Have a happy... Darn it! Turn off! Oops. Have a happy Saxophone Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
The time at the Elephant. 5 o'clock.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Closed-door impeachment inquiry testimony of the acting U.S. ambassador to Ukraine released today. Fox's Jared Halpern.
Bill Taylor told congressional investigators his clear understanding was military aid for Ukraine was withheld until Ukraine's president committed to pursue investigations of former Vice President Joe Biden and aspects of the 2016 election. Taylor was asked if he was aware he was describing a quid pro quo. Taylor answered, I am.
Public testimony begins next week. The trial of former Trump campaign advisor Roger Stone now underway. Fox's David Spunt.
Now, he's on trial for lying to Congress. His case, though, is an offshoot of the Mueller investigation into Russian interference in the election of 2016. Back in January 2017, Stone met with the House Intelligence Committee. Officials say he lied about his connection to WikiLeaks and the release of hacked emails.
Stone maintains his innocence. America is listening to Fox News.
America's most popular social media platform is changing its name to better reflect how it's being used. Introducing the all-new Facebook!
Facebook!
Our name is now in all caps, because when you want to scream at your soon-to-be former friends and alienated family members, the best place to do it is on Facebook!
I look at what my crazy uncle posted and I say, Facebook!
My newsfeed is nothing but humble brags and Trump memes. You really nailed it,
Facebook!
And when you find out we sell metadata about your personal information to third-party marketers, you'll say,
Facebook!
Even if you've taken a break from social media, give us another chance. Log on today to
Facebook!
Gotta feel like we threw a party here this afternoon and everybody left. 1 minute the place is crowded and teeming with people, and now it's just me and you, Rosie.
Yep.
Grant McDonald joining us shortly at 4 minutes after 5 o'clock. I can't believe what we're hearing in the news. It's making my blood pressure go up. It's making the sides of my head creak. Roger Stone, that's the guy that our Justice Department felt they needed to apprehend with a 32-member SWAT team with tanks and weapons of mass destruction, a 67-year-old man, because they claim he lied to Congress. No chance to surrender himself. You know, this is not a murderer that was on the loose. And then this garbage. Yeah, we should absolutely send our resources to countries that were participating in corruption. So, were you leveraged by anybody in the United States, like the son of a sitting vice president or the vice president himself, to fire a prosecutor who was looking into shady dealings with Urisma, whatever that stupid company is? But we gotta tear the country in half over something like that. It's just it's sad and it's insane. And as Chad said, I do my research every day. I'm trying to keep the show as light as I can. But every source I look at, the best and most independent polling says maybe a third of the country is really on board with this. But I got to tell you, even people that say they are, know deep down this is all total crap. That nothing has happened. This is, I've never thought I'd see this in America. There's tons of evidence now that points towards all these bad actors in the DOJ conspiring to unseat a duly elected president. Well, we got to have the fix and we got to have the insurance policy and all this. It's all out there. You don't have to look hard to find any of this stuff. And yet nothing's happened. Nothing to any of them. Some have lost jobs. When do Durham and Barr start indicting people? That's how you shut this other thing off. And then the Republicans better damn well make sure they get the majority back in the House, because four more years of Nancy Pelosi and her loose teeth and that bug-eyed dweeb Schiff, they're disgusting people. They make me sick. Other than that, it's a great day. We hope to see you at Baumhauer's tonight after the show. Good food always makes the bad stuff go away. Georgia Floors Direct has been a flooring destination here for over half a century now, because they have learned a lesson that some businesses learn the hard way. I mentioned Coca-Cola yesterday as an example of a company that had number one brand recognition throughout the world, but said, you know what, let's reinvent our product. And the public said, no, we don't like that. And they eventually had to go back to original Coke. They had to call it that just to make sure people understood they were getting the Coca-Cola they loved and enjoyed. And it took them years to recover from a boneheaded blunder like that, because some schmendrick said, here's a good idea. Let's reinvent the wheel. Let's make it square. It doesn't work. So Georgia Floors Direct, which was built when the bypass was in the middle of a cow pasture, basically, giant warehouse, first-rate, popular styles of flooring, a team of great people to help customers navigate all those choices, and then building a team of installers who always do a great job. And they haven't changed it. It still works for you, the consumer, and it still works for them. A great business. A flooring destination since 1969. That's so impressive. And it's even more impressive they've stuck to a formula that continues to work. Right across from Lowe's, 1965 Eastern Boulevard, Georgia Floors Direct. Please tell Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of florists you heard about him here. We got traffic, your local news, Rich's forecast, and then we're back with Brad.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. All right, the boulevard is very busy right now, especially from Troy Highway past Baptist over to about 331. Taylor Road, very busy. Also, Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown. Now, the big problem this afternoon is I-65. Just past the Northern Boulevard, we had a trooper on the side of the road with his lights on. They never reported an accident. It caused a huge gawker block. Everything is open, but it is moving very slowly, and we're backed up all the way from the Northern Boulevard across the Alabama River Bridge. Folks merging 85 to 65 northbound are backed up a little bit. Just use patience. Everybody's going to get where they're going. It's moving, but just very slowly. We will keep you updated this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
From all Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Prattville Fire Department assisted Booth Fire Department combat a fire in the 1200 block of Highway 14 West in Prattville. A single-wide trailer was fully engulfed in flames. It happened around 12:30 this afternoon. Authorities say no one was injured. Fire crews are advising people avoid that area until the scene is cleared. Plus, the Montgomery City Council voted no to a controversial amendment to the panhandling ordinance last night. The amendment would have penalized drivers who hand money and other items to panhandlers from inside of their cars on public roads. And a Dallas County road that was in desperate need of repairs got a major facelift. County Road 205 was so bad that it was hindering first responders from getting to homes in that area. A road ribbon cutting happened today unveiling the completed project. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Caravita Village, where they lead the way in senior living. Cruise into retirement. Schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been enjoying some nice weather the last couple of days, but some big weather changes are on the way. For tonight, we're quiet, partly cloudy, not quite as cool, overnight low 57. Tomorrow, I think we're back to the mid-70s again. There's a chance of an afternoon shower popping up here and there, but a better chance of rain towards Thursday evening and through the overnight hours Thursday night and ending by first thing Friday morning. Then on Friday, breezy, much cooler. What a change. High of only 58. It'll seem cooler. And then back to the 30s, maybe even the mid-30s, Friday night into Saturday night. And cool, sunny days over the weekend from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you a boomer? Have you been ridiculed on the streets with the phrase, okay, boomer? Well, okay, boomer is not okay. It is not your fault you own a $120,000 RV stocked up with a sauna and all 11 seasons of MASH on VHS. If you've been ridiculed for being a boomer, just pick up your phone. No, your phone. That's the microwave. Okay, that's the cat. Yes, there it is, your phone. Pick it up and dial 1-999-OK-BOOMER. Help is just a call away.
Is it okay if I have a pool in my yard?
No.
It's not particularly...
No.
I didn't earn that, did I?
No.
Okay. Boomer. Joining us now, Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. How are you today, sir?
Hey, you know what? I'm doing well. It's been a long day. Lots of news flow, things like that.
And, right. I saw the Dow go plummeting 0.007%. today it was just basically a flat day. What was the big news in your world?
Yeah, well, it was a little bit of a roller coaster. I mean, I can't stress. I mean, every day we come on, we talk about this Chinese thing, and I'm tired of talking about it. Everybody's tired of talking about it. But the market literally, it hangs on every headline coming out of that. And now they had to release this thing, and they're saying that they're probably not going to, you know, have a big signing or a deal done until maybe sometime in December, which people were hoping it would be in mid-November. And that's kind of, you know, raised some worries and concerns, you know, if you will. I think they both want to get a deal done. I mean, they've given each other so many different concessions just to try to wrap up sort of, quote, phase one and put it in the books and be done. Now they've got to find a new location. Trump wants President Xi to come to Iowa and, you know, maybe a few different places in the country to do it. And he doesn't want to do that. So we're down to stuff like that. But that's when the news first came out, you know, that this whole thing may not happen until the middle of December. The markets actually started going down, and it wasn't until later on that we recovered and ended up flat on the day. So that's really the big news for the day. If you had to point to something outside of the fact that while I was sitting here waiting to come on the air, I noticed a Fox News alert come over my phone that Jeff Sessions is going to throw his hat in the ring for the Alabama Senate.
That is correct. And let me just tell you, I checked, I put it on Facebook immediately, and about 90% of the reaction is negative, including my blogger buddy from Texas, David Blackman. No. I think Senator Sessions, and I've been looking into alternate theories, but many people, and you know, Trump launched his campaign here and he remains very popular here, felt that Sessions betrayed him when he recused himself from the Russian thing. Now, I've read one theory that says that was part of a plan between Trump and Sessions and that they did this by design, but it didn't play that way to the public. So I think he has the potential to be a Roy Moore unless they really get clear about what happened and Trump gives him his 100% wholehearted endorsement. Otherwise, I think it's a waste of time. The good old days when he ran unopposed are over. So I love Jeff Sessions. I think he's an honorable man. But none of us really understand what the hell happened when he became Attorney General. I was excited. I thought, wow, finally someone. You know, what have we seen in 3 years? We know there's tons of evidence to implicate people in the DOJ who have tried to execute a coup d'etat on a duly elected president, and nobody's paid for it yet. In the meantime, they're dragging him up on hearsay evidence for an impeachment inquiry. This is backwards, Brent. It's wrong. And people are really starting to get impatient. So,
I agree. I think it's a very risky move, and I personally don't believe Trump will endorse him unless he absolutely thought he could win. But you talk about turning this state upside down. There's going to be so much national media around if this happens. It'll be pretty bad. And you know, it's a bit of a gamble, if you ask me. I think it's
a huge gamble, unless, again, answers are provided to what we saw when all of that went down at the beginning of the Trump presidency. Right now, and I'm just basing this on my own research and intuition, right now, I think President Trump is far more popular than Jeff Sessions in Alabama. But maybe we don't know everything that happened. Maybe it will be revealed. I hope it is. So
I still think Alabama is largely a conservative state, you know.
Oh, very definitely. And, there's no doubt in my mind.
And you know, they obviously rejected Roy Moore and all
correct.
Of that. And I think there probably are some in the state who welcome Sessions back. Kind of like what you were saying, hey, let's go. He's a safe choice. Let's get him back in there.
They're not paying attention to public opinion, man. And this is where you find out what public opinion is. The story just broke, or I would have, you know, launched the show with it. What do you think? But I can tell you right now, based on what I'm seeing on my thread, it's largely extremely negative. Not just negative, but please don't. We just went through this with Roy Moore. We didn't need him and all the crap that came with it. How about a Bradley Byrne or the fellow up by Huntsville there, Morris? I can't remember his name. I was going to say Morris Capuano. He's not the...
Yeah.
He's a great guy. I might even vote for him. But, no, what's his name up in Northern... Anyway... the other thing I wanted to ask, because I know you travel a lot, and it's another thing that I've had a thread on Facebook today. You travel a lot. You're in the confines of an aircraft cabin and stuff, and there's a big flap with Delta over the showing of movie that has explicit sexual scenes. Delta had edited them out, and then the rage mob said, "How dare you?" So now Delta's putting them back in, but other people are saying, "Well, I'm not going to fly you if I have to worry about what I'm going to see on the screen next door or up."
Or my kids are.
I am not into censorship, but I got to tell you, that's a very public environment. You know, in an airplane, when you're with 200 people you don't know, and somebody's watching, let's call it soft porn pornography.
right.
I would not be comfortable with that. And I'm not
well,
a prude.
No, I can tell you flat out, I wouldn't be comfortable with it. And if I had my family with me, yeah. I'd be extremely upset. You know, no, they don't need to acquiesce to the extreme minority in this case. I mean, take the high road and do the right thing. That's you go ahead and censor it. That's what you got to do in an airplane like that. I mean,
there's plenty. Actually, you know, it'd be funny would be to show the movie Airplane on an airplane.
Yeah, or the Smithsonian, what is it, Air Disasters?
Air Disasters, right. Hey, why don't you bring that up? And, you know, because they do those CGI reenactments of these crashes that are pretty spectacular. That'll make everybody feel comfortable, right?
That's right.
So, you say, we saw the market drop at the beginning of the day with this China doubt, then reassurance, market leveled off pretty much even for the day. What do you see tomorrow shaping up like?
You know, so as we get closer to the end of the week, you know, there's a lot of very important economic news and other types of events that are going to start to transpire next week as we get closer to the year end in terms of, you know, legislators going home, this whole impeachment type thing, this investigation, the anonymity of the whistleblower. There's some of those things that as they start to come out, it could potentially be market moving. You never know. It just depends on who this person really is. So there are things like that we're paying attention to. The other thing I wanted to tell you, too, speaking of travel, I sent you a message a while ago. I don't know if you got it or not, but I'm actually going to be out of the country from tomorrow through the following Friday. So I'll be 7 hours ahead. It's going to be pretty difficult, you know, for me to try to call in. But I will try. You know, I'll see if I can. And
it'd be 12:30 wherever you're going to be, or about midnight. So if you're up, we'll be here. That'd be kind of cool. But don't call collect.
Yeah. No. So like right now, it would be 2:30 in the morning. You know, so, I love you, man, but I don't know that I can.
Wait a minute. If it's 7 hours, 7 hours five, it would be.
Wait a minute. Let me think about this.
It would be midnight.
No, it'd be 12:30. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
12:45. I apologize.
I know you're not a night owl.
Late in the day, my brain is getting tired.
I understand. But I know you'll be paying attention from over there. So if you can, great. You know, we'll be here, but. And by the way, if you have one of your young superstars at the firm that wants to give us a holler, you got some great people over there. Be nice to talk to them.
Yeah, we might do that.
That would be great.
I'll mention that.
In the meantime, in your absence, I can sit here and tell everybody about how I blew it and why they shouldn't blow it when it comes saving for a rainy day. I mean this while we're talking. We had a Jacqueline Tomlinson was here earlier, and a bankruptcy attorney named Amy Hampton was with us, and we were talking about the stigma attached to that and why, if you're under duress, you shouldn't hesitate so that you can get out from underneath that and then rebuild. I had the chance to prepare for the future. I could have used that nest egg, but I didn't have it when I needed it. This is why I urge people to call your firm, make an appointment to see you, and talk about possibilities. It's, you know, again, it's an educational experience, and it's also a big step towards becoming managerial about the money you work so hard to make. So don't be me. I can absolutely convey that message, Brand, and then have them call 387-0094 to get the ball rolling. So when you're back, you'll be able to sit down and visit with people and help them get excited about their future.
Right.
In the meantime, travel well. Let me know if there's any naughty movies on the flight. We'll raise some hell back here on your behalf. You take care, man.
That's right.
Travel safe.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, take it easy. Bye-bye.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Some of the people who heard us give the title of the YouTube video earlier have gone and seen it, and they're reacting like we did. The Michelle Obama video and the package. Check that out. Tell me if you think it's fake. Sure doesn't look it. It's really freaky. 526, let's see how the roads are doing.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. All right, I-65 northbound, just past the Northern Boulevard. We have an emergency vehicle on the right side of the road with lights flashing. It's caused a tremendous gawker block, as you can imagine. If you're sitting in it, you know what I'm talking about. We're backed up before the Northern Boulevard all the way across the Alabama River Bridge. Folks are even sitting on 85 trying to merge northbound on 65. It's just a big mess. If you're in it, it is moving. You will get through there momentarily. If you're not, you might want to avoid it. Just say it. Boulevard is very busy. Atlanta Highway outbound, busy, as well as Taylor Road. We have no official accidents to report anywhere. Just a lot of heavy, nasty traffic on this Wednesday evening. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world are at Reinhart Toyota. Reinhart Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's 528. Our silly segment is coming up next. Please visit my Facebook page. We're going to check some of the comments on the shocking stuff, including Senator Jeff Sessions wanting to be Senator Jeff Sessions again.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Dispatch, medevac air transport to 33 Main Street. Hurricane damage on roadways. Major flooding.
When minutes matter, and the ER is too far away, air emergency care could save your life. But insurance companies don't count your minutes. They count your money. Tell your member of Congress to fight the insurance companies.
Paid for by Alliance for Access to Critical Care.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This program is brought to you by Wayback Wednesday. I remember the 1980s. We had 3% unemployment, low inflation, and Madonna was playing on the radio. Yeah, things really have changed since then.
Come home to Auburn, Alabama.
too. Hey, Mr. Newton, we stand up here to salute you for that Auburn fine thing that you do. It's great. Have you heard it told? Every time we win, we've been known to rock and roll. Ain't nothing sweeter than Tumas lemonade. Down in the South, they got it made in the shade. Don't y'all wanna party? Play a little ball. Watch a big tiger eat. Watch a big tiger walk.
Donica Knight on this Talk 93.1 FM. I played that because I love the song and it lifts my spirits.
Yes.
We will be enjoying, I won't, but you can come and enjoy some spirits with us at Baumhauer's after the show. Baumhauer's on the Boulevard. The other reason I brought that song came to mind, there's a story, and I think it was Mark Cumbie, one of our great virtual producers. Jason Rothfarb, Vice President for Student Affairs for University of Alabama, SGA, I guess that's Student Government Association, issued a follow-up statement regarding his previous email related to disruptions during the Alabama-LSU football game. Quote, some have misinterpreted my comment regarding disruptive behavior, as with other games this season, organizations' blocked seating locations will be clearly marked. But at certain times, other students can and should have access to open seats. By disruptive behavior, we're asking students to be respectful to all students and staff and avoid altercations. My email has nothing to do with anyone's First Amendment rights, and I am sorry for any confusion. Please express yourself and especially your pride for the Tide. His comments came after a letter was sent back to block seat groups warning that any organizations that engage in disruptive behavior will be removed from block seating instantly for the remainder of the season. And this note was sent days before President Trump's expected appearance at that game. In a separate statement, Jackson Fuentes, SGA press secretary, said the SGA strongly affirms its belief in free speech and the rights of all students to express their opinions. Today's report erroneously assigned a political context to message meant only to remind students about heightened security and the consequences of altercations. Because you know what? You can't watch the game without 20 beers and kicking somebody's ass, right? Those are the fans that spoil sports. I do not like going to sports events. One thing to be part of, I mean, I've been to some of the most amazing sports events you can witness. Game 7 of a World Series that goes into extra innings, that was like, there was a euphoria because it was the Marlins and they won the game. People were hugging. It was like a baseball Woodstock. It was incredible. But there's no need for the back and forth bad mouth. That's just stupid.
Well, and there's a lot of, you know, tension in that game anyway. That's always a...
Yeah,
rather tense game.
Those LSU fans can be passionate.
Hey, Alabama fans can also.
Well, I am we're going to Baumhauer's, which is a restaurant owned by one of Alabama's more illustrious alums, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Bob Baumhauer does not approve of disruptive behavior. Really, he's a good guy. He, but I'll tell you, he was the one that gave me a glimpse inside football. Because he was sitting there. His leg was in a cast from his third knee surgery. Don Shula had just offered him $600,000 to play one more season, an 11th season. And he finally said no. He said, I hate my job. By that point in his career, he says, people, even the people in the best seats, have no idea how violent the game is. When you're in the trenches, it is vicious.
Oh, those guys hit hard.
Well, that's the game. And he said, the only reason I've done it this long is it's right now. It's the only way I know how to make $400,000 a year. And he wasn't even expected to play full-time. That was basically a thank you from Shula to Baumhauer just to kind of hang with the team, play when he can, and be an example. Because the Dolphins had a history of drafting real idiots. Good players, but who were constantly in trouble. The Dolphins at one point had 4 full-time private security officers trailing players. And people that were on call, lawyers, so when somebody got arrested, they could send somebody down, a fixer in, to take care of it. And there were some bad guys on that team. And the great Dwight Stevenson, I wish I could tell you what he told me in a golf cart at a fundraiser. He told me why. And it was one of the most honest things anybody's ever said to me, but I can't repeat it on the air because nobody would understand, even in context. 538.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I-65 northbound past the Northern Boulevard. We have a state trooper on the right side of the road with his lights on. Had a problem up that way earlier this afternoon. It has a gawker block going on. Basically, traffic is moving now, but very slowly. We are backed up from there all the way past the Northern Boulevard, across the Alabama River Bridge, back down 65. 85 merging onto 65 northbound is backed up to about Hall Street, but it is moving. It's going to take you a while to get through there. If you can take an alternate route, that would be the best thing to do this afternoon. That's our big, big problem of the day. Elsewhere, traffic is moving pretty well, and we have no other accidents to tell you about at this time. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated. Premier Place Shopping Center has everything for the holidays. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lot, Shoe Station, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Fox Tonight. The Masked Singer returns with a 2-hour event. It's a double unmasking with the biggest celebrity reveals yet.
Who is it?
Think you've seen it all?
This is a Masked Singer. Anything could happen.
Think again.
Wow.
We just witnessed television history.
All new Masked Singer, 2-hour event tonight on Fox.
Tonight on Fox 20.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Capital Pawn Shop or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Capital Pawn Shop, we're putting our money on you.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
That time of year. 541. Larry, good afternoon.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
You know, I'm good. How are you, man?
Doing good. Hearing the news about the city council and the vote on the panhandling issue last night made me think, wanted to try to, you know, there's a lot of different ways you can look at things, and sometimes instead of penalizing people with good hearts who have good intentions but maybe can't direct those the right way, maybe there's a different solution. I sent you a link for something that in my travels I came across for the city of Lexington. They've paired with United Way to provide a solution to panhandling, and I'm telling you from my experience in Lexington, I went through the entire city, no panhandling at all. It's an outreach that they call Lex Give, where people donate to the United Way, mm-hmm. and they provide a jobs van. They put signs up around the city, don't give to panhandlers, give to Lex Give. That money goes to United Way. They provide a jobs van. People are encouraged to hand panhandlers a card with a number on it. They call the number. Right. Job van comes, picks them up, provides them employment, provides them a meal, helps them get on their feet. So rather than it's a vetted system, these people understand how to work in that social area and know how to screen legitimate needs from illegitimate ones.
Right.
And it's amazing the way it works. And, you know, I'd love to see Montgomery be a little more proactive in providing a positive approach.
Well, in the meantime, yesterday they decided not to pass an ordinance, and I had a guy putting hands on my car window today, and I wasn't happy
exactly.
about it. So
exactly.
They either come up with a system or they're going to end up with blood on the streets. And this guy was aggressive and scary. And somebody maybe not quite as even-tempered, and I say that in all seriousness to me, might have shot the son of a bitch. There was nothing about him, nothing about him that engendered even an iota of sympathy. I understand. I had to do that once myself, okay? But this guy today, it was like, hey, we're open for business. The city doesn't care. So they better damn well get with a plan.
Or
they're
going to
have a much bigger problem than panhandling.
Exactly. And because they don't have a program, they encourage it to continue.
Well, I wish the hell they'd wise up. You know,
I agree.
This city is on the brink. This new mayor coming in better get off to a flying good start with ideas and not this crap about, well, you can't arrest your way. Get the bad guys off the street or you're going to be able to bowl down Interstate 85 in the rush hour because nobody will be here. I don't want to have that experience again.
I agree. I agree. They've got to do something. But
and I'm not arguing
the solution
with you.
Is,
I'm just being passionate because when I came on the air this afternoon, I was ready to explode.
Well, and to your point, something does need to be done. But if the solution is to penalize the people who are in the car, that's not the solution.
No, it isn't. I agree with you. But I like that perhaps it would be worth your time to reach out to whoever you live in the city.
No, live up in the Titus area.
Well, it might not be a bad idea to send a link to that story to one of our council people whose names I don't even know. They've become like invisible. Or even the mayor, and say, look, you know, this has worked in Lexington. Maybe this is the solution here. Maybe he'll be open-minded about that. Mayor Reed, I don't know. He hasn't exactly knocked my door over trying to get on the show. Larry, I got to run. I appreciate your call.
Sure.
Thank you. Now, that there's a call that offers a tangible solution. But you see, you couldn't do that. You couldn't have a jobs van and places to take people to work if you didn't have a great economy. But we've had people call the show. We can't get enough people to get the work done that we need to do. Anyway, 546.
From
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Prattville Fire Department assisted Booth Fire Department combat a fire in the 1200 block of Highway 14 West in Prattville. A single-wide trailer was fully engulfed in flames. It happened around 12:30 this afternoon. Authorities say no one was injured. Fire crews are advising people avoid that area until the scene is cleared. Plus, the Montgomery City Council voted no to a controversial amendment to the panhandling ordinance last night. The amendment would have penalized drivers who hand money and other items to panhandlers from inside of their cars on public roads. And a Dallas County road that was in desperate need of repairs got a major facelift. County Road 205 was so bad that it was hindering first responders from getting to homes in that area. A road ribbon cutting happened today unveiling the completed project. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. We've been enjoying some nice weather the last couple of days, but some big weather changes are on the way. For tonight, we're quiet, partly cloudy, not quite as cool, overnight low 57. Tomorrow, I think we're back to the mid-70s again. There's a chance of an afternoon shower popping up here and there, but a better chance of rain towards Thursday evening and through the overnight hours Thursday night and ending by first thing Friday morning. Then on Friday, breezy, much cooler. What a change. High of only 58. It'll seem cooler. And then back to the 30s, maybe even the mid-30s Friday night into Saturday night. And cool, sunny days over the weekend from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident Fairview at Gilmer. That's going to be about two blocks past Norman Bridge in the direction of I-65. Make sure that you use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. I-85, they're picking up speed a little bit. There is still a lot of traffic 65 northbound. We have a trooper on the side of the road past the Northern Boulevard. It is backed up to the Alabama River Bridge, but I see that 85 in the merge is beginning to move a good bit. Folks are able to merge now. It's just a slow go getting out of Montgomery. Use caution, drive carefully, keep it buckled up, and we will keep you updated right here. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenum State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenum State now. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll make them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I don't know, Bob. Every day it's the same thing. I get up, I go to work, I come home to my fat, ugly wife, I watch some TV, and I go to sleep. It's getting me down.
Well, have you tried booze?
Booze? What's that?
If you have to ask, what's that? This announcement's for you from the people who make booze. It's a revolution in fermented and distilled spirits that can give you a whole new attitude. Why, here, try some.
Wow, my bald, unemployed husband looks like Brad Pitt.
Sure, booze can pep up any strained, dysfunctional relationship.
Ooh, quick, pour me another one. Starting to look like himself again.
And the more you drink, the more you want. In fact, many people like booze so much, they drink it morning, noon, and night. And best of all, booze is a friend that never judges you.
I sentence you to 30 days in the drunk tank.
I'm not drunk.
That's someone else's job. Drink booze.
Booze is used exclusively in trailer parks by everyone you see arrested on Cops.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas here, and you know by now that Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. In Chin. Montgomery Eye Physicians provides all of their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. Montgomery Eye Physicians utilizes cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know your history with a combination of over 10,000 LASIK surgeries in the last 20 years. Montgomery Eye helps impassioned people see life clearly so they can reach their goals. Call 272-2020 today or visit them at getlasik.me to schedule a free LASIK consultation. Find your drive. See your vision. Montgomery Eye Physicians. Once again, call 272-2020 or on the web, getlasik.me.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the only place you need to call. Can't get a better price because Don spent years building personal relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price, then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense. And they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs with three locations to serve you. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughn for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. Times are hard financially. And I don't need physical presents. Won't you please give me money? All I want for Christmas is cash. Cash, baby.
Monday is Veterans Day. Here's a little story. In August 1995, organizers for the annual Veterans Day Parade in New York City, again, August of 1995, looked at how much money they had 3 months before their big parade, $1.21. The New York Times reported, quote, a request to airlines to donate blankets for aging veterans was turned down because logos might not be visible on television. The Times also reported, quote, then Donald Trump, a non-veteran, agreed to throw in $200,000 as well as raise money from his friends in exchange for being named Grand Marshal. In short order, they had $2.4 million, saving the parade in the city's honor. On Veterans Day 1995, UPI reported more than 500,000 people jammed the sidewalks of Manhattan's Fifth Avenue Saturday to watch three generations of veterans march in the nation's parade. The crowd cheered as 25,000 veterans marched in one of the last national events marking the 50th anniversary of the end of World War II. The mood of the parade was festive despite the blustery weather, with marching veterans smiling and onlookers shouting, thank you. Organizers, who placed the turnout at closer to a million, said the parade would not have been a success if it had not been for real estate developer Donald Trump, who contributed the $200,000. Trump saved the parade, said director Tom Fox, himself a Vietnam veteran. We had asked for donations from 200 corporations. None of them came through. None. This donation is the single most important thing I've ever done, said a beaming Trump. This is more important than all of my buildings and all my casinos. This is my way of saying thank you to all the men and women in the armed forces who have made it possible for me to become a success. Without them, freedom and liberty would be gone. 24 years later, hounded by politicians and high taxes, President Trump has moved to Mar-a-Lago, but he'll be back in the city on Monday to lead the parade he saved. Media's all over that today, right? They're telling the story about how Trump saved the Veterans Day parade in New York, right? No. They're sick and despicable spokespeople for demented Democrats, and that's sad, which is why we need to go to Baumhauer's and have a little kumbaya. We'll see you over there shortly. Me and Rosie are on the way.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident Fairview at Gilmer. That's going to be about two blocks past Norman Bridge in the direction of I-65. Make sure that you use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. I-85, they're picking up speed a little bit. There is still a lot of traffic 65 northbound. We have a trooper on the side of the road past the Northern Boulevard. It is backed up to the Alabama River Bridge, but I see that 85 in the merge is beginning to move a good bit. Folks are able to merge now. It's just a slow go getting out of Montgomery. Use caution, drive carefully, keep it buckled up, and we will keep you updated right here. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenum State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenum State now. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek Resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Oh, let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Cydex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
Doug.
Lemu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Lemu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Lemu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray is incredible. Oh, I feel like a whole new nose. Oh, let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Cydex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
Doug.
Lemu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Lemu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Lemu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on Wetumpka Highway for our annual holiday food drive.